Aloha, welcome to a brand new week of devotions. We're going to finish off Leviticus, and then we'll go into Numbers, just the first part. Then we are almost done with the book of Acts, Acts 18 through 25. So let's talk a little bit about Leviticus. Now, see, one of the things that God had to do was to instruct the Israelites about everything that had to do with their spiritual or vertical relationship with God. Now, one of the main things was not just the offerings, but the blood sacrifice. That many people misunderstand that. They think that that's an offering to God, when in actuality, it's not. The blood sacrifice of the taking of a life of an animal was actually a ransom that was paid, a price that had to be paid, not necessarily an offering. Because the Bible says the wages of sin is death, and God in Genesis made a covenant with Abraham and said, if you will follow me, I will give you a blessing. If not, then it will require your death. You will die because the wages of sin is death. Well, that covenant was made, but because God knew that man was not going to be able to obey, he won't be able to fulfill the law. He gave a propitiatory or a substitutionary sacrifice. This propitiatory sacrifice means that it is a substitute, something other than the real. And each time they slew an animal, they would remember, that should be me. Then, as we know in the New Testament, Jesus would become the Lamb of God. God would actually pay the penalty that man should have paid. And then the free gift of God is eternal life. He gives us eternal life through Christ Jesus' atonement. So it's not necessarily an offering. It is making atonement. Now, why the law? Well, the law was like a tutor. It leads us to Christ. And it also shows us that we can't do it on our own. Man is not able to fulfill the law. And then Jesus comes, fulfills the law, and gives us grace. That is why we are a people of grace. The gifts that we have are called gifts of grace, charismaton, or charis is the word for grace, gifts of grace. We are charismatic people. Whether you think you're Pentecostal or not, the gifts that God gives to us, teaching gifts, leadership gifts, serving gifts, are all gifts of great grace. So don't get sidetracked or distracted by all of the different instructions in Leviticus. God is really working with his people to teach them how to be devoted to God. Now, in our New Testament reading in the book of Acts, Paul begins his third missionary journey. Now, this is an amazing section of the book of Acts. He starts off in Corinth, where he meets Aquila and Priscilla, and then he goes over to Ephesus. Now, Ephesus, we were there just a couple of months ago. It's an amazing city, filled with idols. It's a Roman city. And there, Paul preaches the gospel and gets thrown out of town. Now, he eventually reaches Rome, but he goes back to Jerusalem first, then to Ephesus, Caesarea, then he goes to Jerusalem, is arrested, and then he starts heading for Rome. Oh my, he gets shipwrecked, he gets hurt. He gets bitten by a snake. I mean, it is quite a scene. But nevertheless, God's will comes to pass as he appeals to Caesar. Finally, in the end, Paul's going to be actually beheaded in Rome. Peter is also going to end up in Rome, and he will be crucified. But that begins the Church of the Living God. We call that Acts 29. You see, Acts has only 28 chapters, but we say Acts 29 because the church continues. Read slowly through the book of Acts because that's the beginning of the church as we know it today. and then think through, watch what they're doing. Think through, what must we do to continue the church? Not in a mutated way, but in a Book of Acts way. It's time for us to be an Acts kind of church. That's what Jesus came to establish. That's the kind of church we want to be. So keep doing your devotion. Stay disciplined. Even when your flesh says, I don't want to do it, you keep doing it. Because remember, godliness doesn't happen in a day, but it will happen daily. God bless you as you do your devotions. I'll be joining you.